I wish Nick Holloway Vox hadn't stopped when he did. The conclusion or the last bit of his audio boo about 10,000 hours raised the very interesting issue about how would you look behind what you've been doing in a number of different areas in order to see what you might have been practicing when you've been applying yourself in a number of different contexts. Now, I found this part of Nick's audio to be really interesting because it reminded me that there's a whole collection of thinking about the 10,000 hours that I'm not yet familiar enough with. The concept of deliberate practice as opposed to practice is the distinction I want to refer to. And I am not familiar with all the academic distinctions, or the distinctions that have been clarified by academics, to be exact, about this. You know, if you're doing something, are you practicing it? Well, the answer would be obviously no. There are an awful lot of people who are speaking. You know, we all speak all the time. Only a small number of people are consciously practicing the art of conversation in order to become expert at conversation. And yet, you know, loads and all sorts of people have done 10,000 hours speaking. They might even have done 10,000 hours conversation. And certainly if they're extroverts, they will have done 10,000 hours conversation. But it doesn't necessarily mean they're any good at it, or that they have developed an ability to control conversations or apply conversations in different settings. So there's a very important distinction between doing and practicing. And I am aware of that distinction having been made absolutely clear. Dan McLaughlin talks about it in the Dan Plan, and you could, if you look into his Facebook page, you will see conversations between him and some other people. I read one last night in which the research of a particular academic on this topic. There is another term in other than deliberate practice that is also used. But I was thinking about this again since my own last audio boo, and wondering, can I honestly say that the social media work I've been doing has all been deliberate practice? How much of it has been deliberate practice as opposed to just actually doing it? I won't try to give you an answer on that at the moment, but I certainly think that a pretty high proportion of my blogging has been practice, in that I began very, very, very well aware that I hadn't a clue how the culture of blogging worked. Not just technically, from the point of view of how you hyperlinked, or how you even embolded text or underlined things, how you used WordPress in effect, or any other blogging software for that matter. But no, what were the social conventions that were in use within bloggers? You know, to what extent would you, and how would you attract people to come to your blog from their blog? What was a way of doing it that would please everybody, so that there would be a win-win in the situation, as opposed to sounding off, you know, saying, oh, I think you're great on your blog. Please come over to my blog and see what I'm doing too. Much as the modern day spammers do. The modern day spammers, you know, seem to have learned that it's a good thing to say something complimentary about the blog before you then encourage them to come over onto your blog and try to sell them, you know, toilet tissue. So, okay, Nick, special thanks to you for being, you know, an early responder. I hope that some others will be good enough to chip in their views, but it's just so lovely to hear a comment back from such a thoughtful person. Thank you very much.